the date, the 28th, is the day, which is today, they signed back in 1835, the Declaration of Independence. The importance of it is our ancestors added to that the articles, which are mana motuhake, self-determination, tino rangatiratanga, sovereignty, mahi ngā ture ke rote te ngāhuru, framing laws for dispensation and justice and aroha, and Article 4, kaitiakitanga, where King William gave his word that he would, under the kara that he gave to us as his agreement, as his word, that he would look after us and our security and safety during our infancy, and that he would look after his own people in our country. And that was the agreement, so that we could trade in all of the Commonwealth of United Kingdom. And that's what that colour did. The colour gave us the right to enter into any country and trade.
The first signing of any Declaration of Independence has got to be the most important signing. It is the first. So it can't be swept under the carpet. It has to be acknowledged. And that's why today in Kai Tai, it was important for us to set a precedence that we want to move forward. We don't want to be hung back with strings attached, which unfortunately the Te Reti o Waitangi has. It is about partnership. Both sides, he whakaputanga me te Te Reti o Waitangi. However, the partnership seems to be only one partner that's dictating to the rest of us. So here in Kai Tai, we're making it ours, first year, and it was a small rōpū, but the wairua was huge. When we raised that kara at dawn, a lot of us, all of us, felt that wairua. We were doing it right. He pono tika me te aroha ki ngā tangata katoa.
We wanted to be taught in all school curriculums, right through to the wānanga, and everybody that comes to Aotearoa has to learn about he whakaputanga. So what we say today is that everybody, if you can't or you can't make it, hold your flag up or your kara like this, get your phone and screenshot it, and then share it with the world, and that way they will at least know what the kara looks like.